with. I think that's the perfect way we can put it. Being pleasant to work with. All right. Another thing is networking before you need it. The best job opportunities are rarely posted on LinkedIn. All right. They are shared privately through trusted networks. So you need to always have certain networks in your contacts, in your circles, you know, so that if anything comes up, you are one of the first people to know about it. So you don't only network when you want something, and I hate those people as well. I'm sorry. If you come to me only when you want something, I don't know, I will look at you as an opportunist. So sometimes maybe, you know, talk to me, be my friend or something, so that if anything comes up, I can always think, oh, this person once mentioned about this, let me check if they still want that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So this goes around to many different people around you. Just create a rapport with them so that be in their circle. If anything happens, you are that person that they can call and talk to. Another thing that is in our workplaces is titles versus power. A job title does not always equal to actual power. Real influence lies in relationships and knowing whose call gets answered first. This actually reminds me of Ariana Grande's song where she says, if you want to get the job, you better know who's the boss. So it's about knowing who actually has the real influence. Okay? So, and I think we see this in many different, you know, workspaces. You know, I have a friend who has, you know, a bigger position in a specific ministry. But then because he's young, you know, he doesn't call the shots, even if he's got a bigger position than the other people that are working in the same ministry. But because he's younger, he still doesn't call the shots, even if he has a bigger position than the men that are older than him. So it's that dynamic. It's always there in workspaces. So knowing titles versus who actually has the power and the influence might actually be something that you need to also look out for. And finally, self-preservation and boundaries. Loyalty is one way. Companies may use their family language, but they will still restructure or lay off employees without notice when necessary. So be loyal to your skills and not the employer. Be loyal to your work, what you bring to the company, all right? What value you bring, that should be your focus, pardon me, alright? So you need to be loyal to your skills, your values, and what you bring to the table, and not your employer, because you can be loyal to your employer, you know, you're making them feel nice, you're trying to be as likable as you can to them. But the moment you do not deliver, they will easily lay you off, because they think you are not valuable to their company, right? So you need to be loyal to your work. This means your work should be your number one priority above all things. So that is what we were talking about today on the HR Hotline and Future. This is where we get to speak about the many issues that we get to face in our different workspaces. And today we were simply looking at you know, how corporate life operates on a hidden rubric, where career advancement often depends more on perception and politics than on hard work, right? While technical skills might get you hired, these unspoken rules that we just went on and spoke about are what typically determine who gets promoted, all right? Always saying yes, being the go-to fixer, attending every meeting, staying busy all day, being liked by everyone, asking for more work instead of more ownership, making everything perfect, giving feedback that sounds smart, mastering tools no one else uses, waking late every night. Unfortunately, these are some things that you might need to take note of as you get to continue in your work journey. Once again, if you have a story that you might want to share with us on what we've talked about and discussed today, you can always send us a voice message or a WhatsApp voice note on the number 0977-977-860 and get to share with us. And we can always play and talk about your responses the next day. If you have any questions, we can always have an HR right on the segment and get to answer your questions. Thank you so much for tuning in and for coming through to the Saka Radio. That is 977-1804. That is the time. My name is Tron Jabolani, and I'm always right here every day from 14 up until 18 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good evening. Bye-bye. City Drive.
Hello. We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location and the vibrations. I don't need not enough of it. Sometimes I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall for you. Gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, man? Focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Communicate, cause I just need the time and place to come through.